Sovereign Territory. Sovereign Territory is a new novel by Andy Bell. Now, Andy is going to discuss his role about how politics and Brexit informed the novel. It's opening on the night of the Brexit referendum, and I'm sorry to use the word Brexit on a Monday morning, and it's about four people at the centre of the world who are about to have their lives dramatically shaken. Delighted to say that joining us live on the line from somewhere in the UK, it is Andy Bell. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure's all mine. Is it a case of sort of life imitating art? Because obviously you were involved at the very centre of an awful lot of what was going on at this time.
Yeah, well, I'm the political editor at Channel 5. I'm speaking to you from ITN here in London. And I just thought this kind of... I was observing this extraordinary situation that unfolded after the referendum in 2016. Which, if people can remember, was we then went into what I would feel was like the equivalent of a political nervous breakdown in the country where nothing could get done. Brexit had been voted for, but it never seemed to be able to happen. And Theresa May obviously got into a whole lot of trouble. And what I have is four characters, a government special advisor, a TV news producer, a Labour MP, and a UKIP. Stroke Brexit activist, and their lives sort of coincide through this period, and it all leads up to sort of denouement in the 2019 election, and their lives coincide up to that point. But yeah, it's fiction, it's a novel, but hopefully it says a little bit about that extraordinary period.
You can imagine how an extraordinary period it was for those of us who are living outside or who were living in Europe at the time and considers ourselves Europeans. It was quite a morning to wake up to put it mildly.
Yeah, I think it was for a lot of people, and probably myself included. I mean, I had been around the country looking at how people were expected to vote back in 2016. And I think, I suppose I describe it as I was surprised, I was shocked, but I wasn't surprised, if I can put it that way, which was it still felt like an extraordinary event, as indeed it was and has been for the path that the UK was taking. But in a way, it wasn't surprising because you did come across an awful lot of people who said things like, I haven't voted in the general election for years, but I'm definitely voting this time. And you thought, right, well, I suspect that you're going to be voting to leave because you're expressing real dissatisfaction with what you feel the system has delivered to you up to now. But yeah, it was a pretty extraordinary moment, which then gave birth, if you like, to these two or two and a half years where the system just kind of went into a kind of paralysis where Theresa May couldn't get any of her plans through Parliament. And it seemed to me that the tensions rose, and definitely there was an air of kind of threat around a lot of MPs. A lot of MPs were getting advice from police about how they could make themselves more secure because people were getting more and more frustrated. Some people were saying, you're not letting Brexit happen. Others were saying, you've obviously got to have another referendum because people didn't really know what they were voting for. And it's that kind of period that... my novel runs through.
Yeah, because it is a nebulous term, is it, Brexit? Because when people say, we want to get Brexit done, yes, but what is Brexit? Well, it's taking back control, yes, but control of what? And one of the things, I host a phone-in show, and what I used to get during the time would be, but we want our sovereignty back, we want to be a sovereign nation, which is why when I saw the book and it's called Sovereign Territory, there was a sort of wry smile across my face.
Well, I mean, that was one of the reasons why I chose the title, was that sense that this was what was at the heart of the campaign for a lot of people for leaving the EU, that you wanted to restore sovereignty. But what does that amount to? What does that mean? What are the trade-offs you have if you want to be a purely sovereign nation when you still want to have relationships with other countries, and especially trading relationships, the obvious one being with the EU? Maybe you have to make some compromises, but it was that sense of, I suppose what's implicit in the title is, this is what was at the heart of that argument, but in the end, what does it amount to, and how sovereign can you really be? It's a great slogan, this is our sovereign territory, but you do have to make some compromises if you want to trade with people, if you want to make your country prosperous. You can't, unless you want to be North Korea, you have to have relationships with other countries.
Talking to North Korea, we could also say this is the Brexit referendum started off a new direction in our politics, in the terms that it's much more personal, it's much more confrontational, it's much more black or white, and not the subtle nuances in between now.
Well, I think if you look at some of the tensions that are still there, certainly within the Conservative Party, I think those they really rose up around the Brexit issue. And I think they've never really gone away. It is that that sense of, you know, I think what you're going to see, if we assume what's going to happen, according to the opinion polls, does happen on Thursday with the general election, where the Conservative Party maybe is remaking itself, how much is it going to be what you might call a sort of traditional centre-right, you know, Conservative Party, or is it going to be one that is much more focused on other issues such as immigration, you know, the sort of area where they are clearly losing voters to Reform UK and Nigel Farage. I think that that tension is definitely still there. And as I say, in the course of those couple of years, it did feel as if things became more tense. And, you know, the frustration of people like Theresa May was they felt there was a middle ground to be found, but it never was found, because on the people who really knew what they wanted were at either side. There were the people who said, we want what they might call a clean Brexit. Others would call it a hard Brexit. And others who said, we have to have a second referendum. And for people like Theresa May, who were trying to find a sort of middle ground where you left, but you kind of kept as much of the relationship with the EU as you could in that process, they were frustrated that they never actually managed to find the numbers to get over the line with that.
When it comes to writing something like this, because obviously you've cut your teeth in print journalism and news, etc. Writing a novel presumably gets you the opportunity to expand and reflect in a way that perhaps, you know, a 400-word news piece or a 1,000-word magazine piece perhaps can't.
Yeah, no, I mean it's good fun to get into fiction. And it does give you a kind of latitude and an ability to expand and to think yourselves into different characters, and hopefully along the way express a little bit about what the political situation and was at that time and how the politics played out. I mean, there are real people in my novel, but they are called Theresa May, Boris Johnson, you know, Jeremy Corbyn, and they're kind of slightly in the distance, if I could put it like that. You know, my characters are all fictional. And that they inhabit that world, and they play a role in what is happening, sometimes closer to the action, sometimes further away from the action. I should just say, hopefully, you know from the start, this isn't a spoiler, that there is going to be a dramatic event at the end of the novel in the course of the 2019 election campaign, where the sense of danger is clearly there because of all of we've seen, and unfortunately in real life, the incidents where violence can intrude into politics. So hopefully that plot is also driving tension through to keep people reading.
Having worked, you know, in and around politicians and newsrooms over the years, when you said you were writing a novel, did people sort of like raise an eyebrow and say, well, you better not be writing anything about me, Andy?
I'm really sorry, you just broke up a little bit there, Giles. Can you say again?
What I was saying was, having worked in newsrooms and around politicians for a number of years, and you say, I'm going to write a novel, did they then say to you, well, I hope you know, raise an eyebrow and say, I hope you're not going to include me in it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is why I'm continually saying these characters are all fictional. They're definitely not. There are real events, there are real situations that people may remember from that time. Just to give one example, I was called into Downing Street along with a number of other journalists at one sort of crisis moment of the May time in power, where they were briefing us inside Downing Street about what the next move was going to be. And while we were in there, I think Dominic Raab and Esther McVeigh resigned from her cabinet while we were sitting in Downing Street. And there's a point in the novel where this all starts happening, and I remember walking, you know, basically everything sort of, as you can imagine, the organisation slightly broke down and we were just left to sort of wander out of Downing Street on our own. And I was approaching the front door and I suddenly realised, my God, that's Theresa May at the front door, about to go out the front door into the street. That really happened. And that's an incident in the novel where one of my characters is in that situation. But the four main characters are absolutely fictional.
And I can't help but mention that we've got the small issue of a national election, a general election this week. How do you psych yourself up, Andy, for what's going to be this week of weeks?
We don't really need to psych ourselves up. It's been an interesting campaign, and I think I'm not sure having so many opinion polls has been particularly helpful along the way, because we've talked an awful lot about the polling and. In a way, there's been perhaps too much assumption about what we think the result is going to be, and obviously it ain't over till it's over. But It's had its moments, this campaign. I mean, and a number of them have been self-inflicted by Rishi Sunak. I mean, even from the moment, you know, the fact that he chose to have it now, can't help feeling if he'd waited a bit longer, Nigel Farage would have been off in America doing whatever he had been doing, and that, and reform would have posed less of a problem. But I think it's still going to be a pretty dramatic moment at the end of this week.
Well, since we've been on air, I just looked to my left, and the Liberal Democrat Labour just let off a bungee. So there you go. So that he's been doing his tricks as well.
I'm really sorry, but you right. just broke up again. On
yeah,
one.
There seems we've had a few technical things with this. What do you hope that people will take from your book, Sovereign Territory?
Sovereign Territory is out. You can order it on Amazon. You can order it in most bookshops. And I'd be delighted if people wanted to do that. And as I say, it's a dip into the past, but I would say that some of the tensions that are illustrated in the book are definitely still with us and are going to be with us for a while. I think mercifully, I do feel like it was a dangerous time when people got, as I say, into a position where a number of people felt extremely frustrated. And some of the crowds that you would see outside Parliament on certain days, you know, there was definitely an intimidatory air around some of it. And I don't think we're quite where we were. But I think it's just something we have to always be aware of. And in lots of ways, be grateful for the system we have that should allow us to play these things through and make it work.
The book is called Sovereign Territory. It's by Andy Bell, who is speaking today. Andy, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on.